Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What's happening? It's Super Crosstalk time. We're on the air, DeMarco Farr. Momo's here. We're mixing it up.
And DeMarco, how did you interpret that? We were just talking about this. They played Josh Jacobs last night in a meaningless preseason game, two series. And a lot of people, a lot of media people, like Pro Football Talk, are saying,
into the microphone.
This one or this one? That one, you're good there.
Are you new at this, DeMarco?
Okay.
Two of them.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Now you're in.
Stop.
Yeah, why?
Say, she was critiquing you yesterday.
Hey, she was. You're right.
DeMarco, something or nothing that they played him two series in a meaningless preseason game. Does that mean they're either looking to trade him or moving off of him?
You know what? Some backs need some work in preseason to get their rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall used to say, I need a few carries in preseason just to get my rhythm. Steven Jackson played a little bit. When Steven Jackson didn't play preseason, the first time he had a touch in the regular season, he would put it on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Guaranteed. So it's no shock. It's football. He's been doing this his whole life. Two series is, it's dangerous. You hold your breath. But it's not like extended duty. Get some bumps.
I think McVay's won me over with his approach to the preseason. I don't think I would ever play anybody good.
Well, he's not leading with a back. You know,
right.
Yeah, he's not running the football hard. He's not really going with the physical style.
But he doesn't play anybody significant in the preseason,
right? No, it's
right?
smart. I mean, look, his offense, you can basically practice against trash cans.
Yeah.
You know, you're running the spots.
Everybody should be bubble wrapped.
You're making the defense, you know, get beat with their eyes. So it's a little bit different approach, so I get it. But some teams need to play their guys to get a rhythm.
Yeah. I mean, they do play other players. They just don't play skill guys. Like the offensive linemen play.
Yeah,
you know, the Raiders' first round draft pick Alex Leatherwood played last night.
DeMarco, I don't think really the Rams even play their offensive or defensive lines.
I don't think they do.
Every now and then, I mean, not a starter. Witt didn't play.
Yeah,
Havenstein won't play. But if there's a guy like Bruss, will play a lot, and he's probably going to be a starter towards the end of the year. So at some point, you're going to have to play some young guys just to get reps.
Preseason games, I don't even go to. I already gave away my tickets for next Friday.
The battles for 3 and 4 are great.
Yeah, no,
you're not into that.
I want to see the real. I want the real show.
What about, like, Perkins? You're not...
I'm interested.
Yeah.
But I can see that on TV. I don't need to go through the whole process of going to a game, getting ramped up, all that stuff.
You know what, though? You've been to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of hard to get up for that preseason
game after you win the Super Bowl. 4 years.
Yeah.
Actually, 3 times in 5 years.
So
been
this
to the
is
Super
the
Bowl.
Big problem for the Rams this year.
Yeah.
They've been to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Twice in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Got a little,
well, that's why it's so. I mean, nobody's talking about this, but it's super hard to repeat in the NFL.
Bobby Wagner,
nobody's done it since 2003.
I just talked to Bobby Wagner, and that was one of the questions about repeating. And
he almost did it.
He said the goal is don't go out to repeat. It's impossible. Go out to play every game like it's every game, so kind of forget about it. And that's what's good about McVay. You guys have talked to him. He is great about putting
apparently not well according
did
to
you. Did you really push him on that? Did you really get in there and
held his feet to the fire, Momo?
Yeah, it's done. I mean, that was the worst thing he had to go through was getting those rings that close to camp. But he did it. Went out there, gave a speech, and then turned the page.
What's your level of concern about Stafford's elbow?
A little bit concerned. I said yesterday, I'd love to see a little old school John Robinson football.
Student body left, student body right.
Yeah, protect your guy a little bit.
Cam Akers, Daryl Henderson,
run the ball, play defense. I wish you had a guy like Johnny Hecker play field position, but
DeMarco said something yesterday I'd never heard.
What's that?
Did you know that Matthew Stafford doesn't warm up?
Did you notice that? Yeah.
He doesn't warm up?
A lot of people didn't notice that.
He doesn't warm up at all?
Remember towards the middle of the season when he was having trouble?
Yeah, right, when the elbow thing and all that?
And it was usually early, right? Well, the guy's still warming up in the game. Once he got hot, like Baltimore.
Once
he got hot in the fourth quarter,
Although Mason has a story that he tells all the time about Bruce Smith, the Hall of Fame defensive end, that always seemed to make sense to me. Bruce Smith was being coached by Marty Schottenheimer, and Schottenheimer, I think this is back when they were coaching the Redskins, back when they were not the Commanders.
And they were grinding him because
of
Schottenheimer.
And Schottenheimer was a, practice.
This is older Bruce Smith, breaking the record.
Yeah, So Marty was getting on him in practice about not going hard. And Bruce Smith said, Coach, he goes, I've got about 1,000 plays left in me.
Yeah.
He You can use them in practice,
yep,
or you can use them in the game, but eventually they're going away.
Oh, yeah.
With Stafford, if that elbow is bothering him and he's got, let's say, 60 throws in him per game, do we want him to warm up?
Get him to December, get him to the postseason, and let him win it for you.
That's what I'm saying. You have a catch with Matthew Stafford.
Probably not half.
Yeah, let's do it with
throws.
The Wolf.
The Wolf! Yeah. What was it again? Ooh. Half of what?
My goal this training camp was to have a catch with Matthew Stafford.
Oh, have a catch. He's going to throw it to you?
Yes. We were there on
what distance?
He was right in front of us. He was 10 feet away.
Yeah, okay. 10 feet away. Yeah.
Back up a little farther.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. Yeah.
But, okay. DeMarco, we were there last week, and we're going back Monday.
Yeah.
So I think maybe we should lower our standards and have Wolford throw it to Mason.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's
fun, too.
Yeah.
I think that's a little more catchable than, you know, Stafford.
And little more negotiable.
Yeah. Now, how do we feel about Wolford if he has to start a game?
You know, it depends. Well, that depends on Cam Akers and the offensive line, because you're not going to do what you do with Matthew Stafford with Wolford. I hope that Wolford learned to play the game a little bit better than he has.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember when he got knocked cold?
Yeah.
When Jared Goff went out, and then he came back and did the exact same thing on the exact same play? Your body is not yours, it's ours. You got to keep it upright. But he knows the offense. They trust him. There's not a thing you can't call with John Wolford.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to throw something out there. This is a public service. Pink's Hot Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
L.A. Yeah. Legend.
Yeah.
Giving away free hot dogs from 5 until 7 all weekend long.
Really?
So from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
It's a good happy hour.
Free DeMarco's hot dogs putting it in his phone.
At Pink's Hot Dogs. They are promoting the new Amazon series, A League of Their Own, which apparently comes out next week. And so they've done a tie-in with Pink's Hot Dogs. So
how long is that line going to be?
The line is going to be crazy. I was thinking about that. Everything good in L.A. has a line. Like In-N-Out Burger, always a line.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A. Always
weird.
A line.
Weird thing.
So true.
Tito's Tacos.
Tito's.
In my neighborhood, always
love
a line.
Tito's.
Weird
tacos.
Thing about me, unless I have my son with me, unless it involves a kid, I will not wait in line for anything.
I heard this about you. Yeah. Is that
I understand
real?
That.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
You know what I think it is?
If I'm with my son and we're going to Disneyland, he really wants to go on a ride, I'll wait in the line. DeMarco, if I go downstairs after this and I really want to get something at Starbucks, like I really want to get coffee.
And there's a line.
More than 5 people, I'm out.
Okay.
Wow.
I understand that. And I think it's partially
if I go to a restaurant and I say, how long is the wait? And they say 30 minutes. I go find another one.
Yeah. I think it's because you travel so much. And you also travel very efficiently because you're traveling on private jets and hotels and stuff.
So you're used to sliding
George Clooney and Up in the Air.
Yeah.
You're like that guy.
Though exactly like that guy.
I am kind of that guy or girl. But I don't have the same
perks. Do you remember his George Clooney's line from that movie? This is Clooney's line,
mine. I know.
Do not agree with me. He's teaching Anna Kendrick how to be more efficient.
When you go through the line of the TSA.
They're walking the line of the TSA, and he goes, old people and Asians. He said, get behind them because they're more efficient. And Anna Kendrick goes, that's racist. And he goes, it's facts. And he gets right in by. Now, I never go that far. I don't pay attention to the ethnicity of the people in front of me. But I signed up
disproved.
For.
My wife's Korean.
She doesn't take her. Like, I signed up for Clear.
Yeah.
Specifically so I don't have to go in line.
Me too.
That's signed it. Signed up for Clear.
Sign up for Clear and put it on auto renew.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have to think about it.
It that much because I fly private mostly, but.
With the team.
5 times a year.
He's not using NetJets.
Yeah, I wish. Although Clay Thompson has a deal with NetJets. Maybe
Does
he can hook us
really?
Up.
You're on Lakers Jets.
But I just, even if I only used Clear 3 times a year, I would pay for it.
Absolutely.
Just because I don't want to wait in line.
The last 3 days I've come in here, my go-to is I get to the front of the parking garage. I pull up the Starbucks app. As soon as I'm driving down in there, I put my order in so that as soon as I get out of my car, go up the elevator, my order at Starbucks is ready.
I do the same.
I don't want to wait.
I didn't do it for a really long time.
For a long
Ireland
time.
Did it all the time. I was like, I'd give that a try. And now I couldn't live without the pre-order.
Yeah.
Do you do that, DeMarco? Were you pre-order?
No.
Are you,
I don't mind waiting. I like talking to people anyway.
Really? You go down to Starbucks and you just talk to random
people?
Some rando talking to DeMarco Farr?
Or just observe. Just look. It's I like to people watch, so it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
I've hardly, if ever, used Amazon.
All right, so
I like to go to stores.
What
I
kind hardly, of person are you?
I like to go to the stores.
Are you kidding
I'm
me?
I'm still holding it down for the old one.
So wait, do you have an Amazon Prime membership?
We do. But
you just don't use it that much.
I'd rather go and make it a day.
Jorge, do you know anyone who does not have an Amazon Prime membership?
I don't.
You do not have an Amazon Prime?
I do not.
Whoa!
Really?
Really, Brenda does. I don't.
Oh, yeah, your household does. Well,
that counts.
Same.
That counts.
Same.
Yeah, like, you don't shop.
Technically, I don't.
Well, yeah, your wife does.
Lisa does, but I have her account.
But your house, okay. Yeah. So
technically,
I don't.
I do, but Juan doesn't. But Juan does the ordering.
Okay, but... How many people do you, I would venture to say that there are more people in this country who have Amazon Prime than do not
have it. I think
it's
the opposite.
Okay.
Really?
So that means that I'm very, like, we're living in the...
We're living in Los Angeles,
in Los
California.
Angeles. Got it.
Yeah, I think that's the difference. Wouldn't you say, John, the majority of the country does not have Amazon Prime.
I remember one time, I would agree with that. I remember one time Mason and I were having a discussion and Mason said... I said, well, that's on cable. Not everybody gets cable. And Mason said, who in the world does not get cable? Everybody has cable. You know what the cable penetration numbers are in L.A.
What
County?
What?
70%.
Wow.
30% of the city, of the
doesn't
county,
have it.
Doesn't have cable.
So Amazon...
And by the way, those numbers are going down because there's a lot of cord cutters now.
Right? Amazon Prime has got 150 million paid Prime members. The country's about 400 million now.
Okay, but...
That's
but,
worldwide.
Okay, but if they have 140 worldwide...
150 million worldwide.
Not in the States.
Not in the U.S.
Okay, because 140...
This is how comfortable I am.
But that's when
I
you think about households, that's like, you don't have to... If, let's say there's five people in your household, you only have to have one Prime membership to get the thing sent there.
True.
So, DeMarco, this is how much I lean on Amazon Prime. If I'm on a four-city road trip, let's say I'm going Utah, Minnesota, Chicago, New York.
Yeah, yeah.
I will figure out... let's say I forgot something.
Yeah.
I forgot a deodorant that I like.
Okay.
Oh, all right. John, really?
I will send
it to the hotel.
I will send it
to the
next
hotel.
Are you serious?
And
you
it'll be waiting for me when I
Amazon
get there.
Amazon Prime to the hotel?
Wow. All the time.
Wow.
You can't
so
find
it's
CVS?
Not even like, you know, it's not like it's not like a minimum order. Like
No. I'm not guy. And they deliver it in a big box, Ramona. It would drive you crazy.
There is no minimum order on Amazon. No,
it's you like can... Postmates. I feel a little bad ordering like one thing.
I once ordered... two packages of Reese's peanut butter cups from...
I thought it was like eight packages of
no,
Reese's peanut butter.
Two four-packs.
Okay.
Two four-packs of Reese's.
To be delivered by, I guess it was Postmates.
Postmates.
That's
what did that cost you?
That's embarrassing.
I'm just curious.
More, it cost more to deliver than it did to...
Yeah.
It's probably $20.
Did
bucks.
You not have the time to go drive and get it yourself?
DeMarco, after 4:20 in the afternoon, I'm not
He's
driving.
He's not in driving condition.
I don't drive.
Respect. Respect. Yeah.
Momo, here's what I'm disappointed in. We've talked a lot, you and I personally, privately, about your new TV show, the Ramona Ramona Shelburne Sterling Affairs.
Yeah, okay.
And so far, John, have you gotten a call about auditioning or being in the show? No, you haven't.
I have.
My ass.
I swear to God.
You have?
Yeah.
The casting director hit you?
Yeah. They're casting for Ralph Lawler, but they want him to be younger, but they said I was too young.
They
See,
were
I didn't even
cast
know that.
You as Ralph Lawler?
Yeah. I didn't even know that. That's great.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
I'm kidding you.
Oh!
I should have stayed with that because it would have driven you crazy for the whole weekend.
Oh, man. He would have been mad at me, not you.
Which would have been even better.
I said over Juan's stuff.
Because you're supposed to be looking out for me and Juan.
And I basically, like, here's
the thing. Do you still like the person that they cast for V. Stiviano?
Yes.
Because I found somebody else that could be a really good V. Stiviano. Mm-hmm. I found a couple of people that would be really good. But you like the actress they hired?
Yeah, she signed up. They already announced it. It's good.
Okay. Is there any major part that isn't cast yet?
I'm trying to think.
They cast Sterling. They cast Doc.
Yeah,
they cast
Roser.
V. They cast Roser. Roser's the guy from Billions, right? That guy would be perfect.
Who else would we consider a major one?
Are they casting the players?
Players?
Are they casting Chris
what about,
Paul?
Yeah, they have players, but
they're
not
casting David Stern.
No,
because David Stern was out by then.
No, we got to cast
Adam Silver.
Yeah, we need
I
Adam
will
Silver.
Totally shave
no,
my
I already
head for
gave
that.
Her, no, I already gave her the guy who should play Adam Silver. It's that comedian from Community.
Yeah,
that guy'd
one.
Be perfect.
That's
what about
one.
If I shave my head? Can I go in for that one?
You can go in for
Maybe.
That one.
Okay. Make him go in for it with a shaved head and then tell him he didn't get it.
So here's so you guys
shaved that's head. Commitment. If I shave my head for that role, that is commitment.
You actually could pull it off. You could pull off Adam Silver.
Totally could.
Yeah, you totally could. Yeah. You'd have to like, you'd have to get real skinny.
I'm on the way. I'm on the way.
What's the timetable on it? Like so, when do they want to start filming it? When do they want to air it?
We're filming this fall.
Okay.
So, but you know,
and then it would air in 23?
23. So the thing is, I'm technically a executive producer, but like I kind of just get told things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not really actually executive producing.
Like I hit the people and I say, hey, what's going on this week? And they go, okay, I'll call you on Monday and I'll let you know the latest. Like,
yeah.
Like there's all these things that
I
happen
think it's
and
be
I
great.
Get these little, I get little updates.
Can we
and then
who,
when they, what's that?
Can we know who's doing Sterling? Can you say
yeah,
that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
they've
Ed
announced
O'Neill.
It.
Who's the actor?
Ed O'Neill.
Al Bundy.
Ed O'Neill is doing Sterling?
Yeah.
Doing
yeah.
Sterling. Oh, wow.
He's great.
Am I prepared to hate him?
No.
I like O'Neill.
Well, I mean, you're going to have to.
I'm going to hate him
the Donald
in this role.
Character.
Oh my
yeah.
God, that's going to be hard.
He's
going to
be really good in that role. Like
yeah.
I
yeah,
I've
he's
seen
been
some
great.
Things,
he's
yeah.
been great in everything. He
he's a theater actor too.
He is a
yeah,
well,
I
remember when
I don't
you know I'm a big West Wing devotee, and he was one of the guys that ran for president in the last season of the West Wing, and
yeah.
he was great.
Wow.
Yeah, he can play.
Did he lose to Jimmy Smits?
He did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's playing V. Stiviano?
Her name is I can't.
New?
New?
You don't
brand
know
new
her.
Person.
New person.
Brand
okay.
New person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same look. Similar look.
Oh,
same,
she looks just look. Like her.
Just
you
like
put
her.
That beekeeper thing on. It's your gold.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'll tell you this. I don't know everything that happens because I haven't seen the last episodes yet. The scripts, but the scripts that I have read are awesome.
Are they?
They're really good. And the V characters, a bigger deal in this TV show than it was in the podcast.
Good.
Right?
Sure.
Like, V in the podcast.
More
was like the
V
one,
for
more
me.
V.
More V.
Yeah. And she has a, they're sort of composite characters of like people who are in real life, but then we've kind of made them into composites.
Right. Sure.
So there's a, V has a friend in this, you know.
Oh.
But yeah.
Okay. Good.
Yeah,
all right.
Are you ready? You guys ready to take over?
Let's go.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Right. So
game on.
I don't know if you heard this, but I said I listened to the show yesterday,
yeah.
as I promised.
You critiqued.
And I
How
gave,
much? How much of it did you listen to?
Probably an hour and 15 minutes.
Whoa!
Yeah, I was driving around a lot.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Give you guys a solid six.
A six?
Yeah.
A, six. A solid six. How do
I'll
we feel
that.
About that? A six?
I'm all right with that.
That's good, right?
Seven is a stretch goal for you guys today. I'm going to be listening.
Seven is
very
a stretch
carefully.
Goal.
Seven is a stretch goal. Let's
okay.
do it. Let's do
I
it.
I will do it.
All right. Hey, we are back Monday at 1 o'clock live from Rams training camp.
That's far for you, Mace.
It's all right.
Like,
we were there
like
last
commitment.
Week. It's
yeah.
awesome.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's,
yeah.
it's really
it's
fun
cool,
out
right?
there.
Yeah.
We will do that on Monday. In the meantime, to get you ready for the weekend, in place of Shidano and Cappy, we've got Ramona Shelburne and DeMarco Farr. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. I love that.
I know you do. I can tell.
It's awesome.
Cap like rocks out to that every day.
It's a heck of a lick, man. That's
yeah.
awesome. Yeah.
That was his pitching music, his walk-up song. I like it.
We can still like Pete Townsend, right?
Yeah.
No, or can we?
Yeah, why not? Did he get canceled or something?
I thought maybe there was something there.
I need like a Google Doc of everyone who's been canceled so I can look that up.
Not sure if he
is there like
famed.
A list or a website?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you guys brought up like, who did you bring up yesterday? Oh, Chrissy Teigen. I was like, didn't she get canceled?
She was
I feel
being
like
mean.
She was mean to
she
somebody on Twitter.
Mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think she got
model,
all the way
though.
Canceled. She was like maybe like partially canceled.
She's a model. You can't cancel models.
Really?
No, of course not. You can't cancel models.
I want to cancel all the Kardashians and Jenner.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I come back around on them. Tomorrow with Kardashians. It's okay. You go up and down with them. Don't worry.
Never. Always down. And Clinton has a no oxygen list. They're very much so on mine.
Oh, wow.
No oxygen list means he gives them no oxygen.
Mm-hmm. You know what's funny, though? Okay, so Momo, so DeMarco Farr in for Sedano and Cap. Here with you on a Friday, wherever you may be. Whatever freeway you might be
90 minutes from wherever you are.
90 minutes. It's like it always is that way on Fridays. Like, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is. On a Friday, it's just going to take you longer.
I love Fridays, though, don't you? Yeah. Yeah, it's fun.
Although, like, mm-hmm. I have two kids under five.
It doesn't really matter anymore. It's every day blurs into the next.
Well, it does, actually, because the weekends is when they don't go to preschool.
Oh, yes. It's worse.
I can't take one of them someplace.
Yeah, I know.
We have to entertain both of them the whole time. Oh, boy.
It's hard.
I know.
It's hard.
The moms group and I, I'm on the moms group text. Oh, and there's a break in between camp. They call it camp. And I'm like, we don't need a break. Like, what am I going to do with my kid those 3 weeks in between? Like, I'm working. Come on now.
I've never been to camp. My parents were always like, no camp. I couldn't sleep over anybody's place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I never experienced that.
The sports camps, a lot. But I have friends now that send their kids away, like, to New York.
Oh,
for, like, real camp, like, for months.
Like, wilderness things?
And then they go visit them and then come back without them. I'm like, I can't do that.
No.
But I will send my kid to, like, drama camp for 4 hours and then come pick you up.
Yeah.
You know, that stuff.
Yeah. Camp, I mean, there's sleepaway camp and then there's, like, this is basically preschool. They just call it camp.
Right.
Camp. It's supposed to be more fun than the preschool.
We did lacrosse.
I'm like, I don't know. The preschool looked pretty fun. He comes home with like foam in his hair all day.
Fun. Yeah. Science camp.
Fun.
Beach camp. Surf camp. Camp champ.
Yeah.
Fun stuff.
Hey,
to surf.
Yesterday was a big day. You ready?
What happened?
Just get ready. Hold on.
Okay.
I feel it. Can you play the
Hall of Fame tomorrow?
Yes!
Oh. Is that it?
There was a Raider game yesterday! Football's back!
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Football. Not just training camp.
It was right over your head.
Football.
Yes, I
know. Real NFL football.
This is my January 1st. We're back. This
and
is my new
year.
And
it was the Raiders.
The Raiders in Jacksonville. Why Jacksonville?
I don't know.
Baselli. Because of Tony Baselli going
Tony
in.
Oh, yeah, Tony Baselli
that
going
makes
in.
Sense. Yeah, it's their first Hall of Famer.
That's
Why
right.
not Jacksonville? Yeah, yeah.
Is that really their first Hall
That's
of Famer?
That's their first Hall of Famer. Should be more. Fred Taylor should be in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should be in or should be considered for the Hall of Fame. And
Maybe he will. Maybe eventually.
You know, I hope so.
Yeah.
Dynamite player. Absolutely. But, yeah, Tony Baselli, with his short of a career, as good as anyone, deserves to be in, and he's going in, so Jacksonville's there.
So, Ireland and I are big Raider fans. You know this.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
I knew Ireland was a Raider fan.
Now you know.
You're a Raider fan?
Oh, yeah.
Raider fan.
I grew up in L.A.
Okay, I grew up in the Bay Area. I had him first.
That's true. Oh, yeah. You did have him first.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never quit him. Like, I flew up to Oakland on the Southwest Airlines from Burbank to Oakland on Sunday mornings. I would fly up. And we'd paint our faces, and that's kind of how.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Awesome.
I like it.
I'm a face painter.
What'd you think of that Coliseum up there? Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, that's not why you go. It was a little, like, the thing is, I was rooting for the Raiders, so it wasn't scary for me.
Right. It's fun. It's fun. A, it's a pit.
It's not a great we all know stadium it's a pit. At all. It's terrible.
That was my high school, like, section championship place. We used to play there.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, look, I spent a lot of time up in the Oakland Coliseum area because I cover the Warriors, too.
Yeah.
So that's the Oracle. That's the same parking lot there.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Okay, I didn't know you were a Raiders fan.
Raiders. Yeah. So, like, the Raiders being on TV, the Raiders being potentially good.
Yeah. Fun.
Do we think they're good?
I think they have a chance to be good. I really do. It all depends on Carr. What are your thoughts on Carr as a Raider fan? Because every single Raider fan I talk to or even ask about, they all do what you just did.
Yeah. No, you know what? I like Derek Carr a lot.
Yeah.
I think Josh McDaniels is going to be great for him. I think that's, if he didn't get an offensive, like Gruden to me was the wrong guy for that job and the wrong guy for Derek Carr because he's 10 years, he's not
you're
up
gonna
on the
it
modern.
You're going to do it Gruden's
way, period. Yeah, you're going to do it. John's way, and he's not the modern NFL.
Right.
Josh McDaniels is modern NFL.
But it's not to say John Gruden's way can't be successful.
Right.
It already has been. But yeah, I get you. I mean, I think he stifled his growth a little bit. So I did see the other side of Josh McDaniels when he came over to coach Sam Bradford.
Yeah.
But that was after a lockout, and they were changing up the offense, and it just got Sam Bradford killed. So I hope you're right with Carr, because I like him too. I remember way back when he was a rookie, that kid had all sorts of talent. And then it seemed like he just fell off a cliff, especially after he broke his back.
Well, that would mess you up.
Yeah. Right? Stafford broke his back. I mean, he just kind of fell off a cliff. The zip wasn't there, but he's got all the talent in the world. Just cut it loose, man.
Yeah, and now he has Davante Adams.
Yeah, cut it loose. Let it go. They finally
have gotten him some real offensive weapons around him.
Yeah.
They have an offensive-minded head coach. If it doesn't work now, it's never going to work. But also, they invested in him. They gave him a contract. They didn't give him the big, giant contract.
Right.
But they gave him a contract.
He's set for life. The only thing that scares me about the Raiders, and they're super talented, especially with Davante Adams, is I have to pause when I say this. The L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
And now Russell Wilson is in your division.
I know.
And a lot of people are discounting Russell Wilson. I don't know why or how. Guy won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. And he's now in the AFC West, and you're dismissing him. You actually have him stacked under Carr.
I know.
That doesn't make any
Russell
sense
Wilson
at all.
To me, I always think Russell Wilson has the same thing Drew Brees already always has, which is the short guy, short quarterback syndrome. He's short, and you don't see him as this, like, you know, most great quarterbacks are like 6'3", 6'4".
Bigger guys. Yeah.
Like, Russell Wilson's, what, 6 feet, 6'1"-ish?
You know, if it wasn't for AD in this division, I still think you would have to go through Seattle to win the West, but it's different. But you will see the best of Russell Wilson in Denver. Something was going on in Seattle with the whole – there was a power struggle that we don't even know about yet between Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, and everyone else. So I think Pete won, but I think you'll – Russell's got a lot left in the tank, and you're going to see it in Denver.
There's something that happens when you become really successful and you win and you marry a superstar. Right? Like, he marries Ciara.
Yeah.
You become this celebrity where there's always a question, how important is football still to you? Like, how important is the game? How much do you need to win? Once somebody's had a certain level of success and they become that celebrity quarterback.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel that with Aaron Rodgers. I feel that with Russell Wilson. Like, something was going on up there, as you say. I don't think it was him. I think it was Pete. It felt a lot like Brady and Belichick. Like, who's the more important part of this operation? Is it Pete or is it Russell Wilson?
Correct.
And Russell Wilson was going to get paid.
They sided with the 70-year-old coach.
Yeah.
That's shocking to me.
So do the Patriots.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean,
in a way.
But that's Bill Belichick. Probably the best.
And have they won since?
No. But we'll see what they do this year. I think Russell Wilson is more like Tom Brady than people know. I think this guy just loves the game. All he wants to do is win. And I think there was something that went wrong in Seattle. Going all the way back to Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
There was a struggle in that locker room for players. Follow Russell or follow us. And Russell won that battle. And then he lost this one with Pete Carroll.
Yeah, and it was that way with Pete Carroll for a while. It wasn't just this last year. It kind of just kept going further and further and further that way. But they wouldn't get him offensive linemen. They kept drafting guys and thinking they could develop them.
Yeah. Right? I know. It's crazy.
You have to invest around your quarterback.
Well, Russell can protect himself, but, I mean, look, he's getting killed. I mean, he's absolutely getting slaughtered, especially when he plays the top of the division. So you need to invest guys to protect him. And they didn't do it for whatever reason.
So that division in the AFC is I agree with you. The Raiders could have the best team in the AFC and still finish second in that division
easily.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes still in that division.
Yes, easily. I mean, it's going to be I hate to say it. It's going to be I don't want to say shootout, but it'll be a shootout in the AFC West. But look, just don't be so dismissive of Denver immediately. And just because you think you have a great roster, that's just part of it. So does San Diego. And so do the Chargers.
It's okay. Everybody knows who you're talking about.
So do
it's
the Chargers.
It's still kind of San Diego.
And the Chargers actually feel like they should be on top of this division. So
they should have been better last year.
It's not going to be easy. Yeah, it's not going to be easy for the Raiders this year.
How much did you watch the Chargers last year?
A lot, because of Staley. I was a big fan of Staley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved him when he was here. I was disappointed when he left. So I watched them a lot. And I like Bosa. Both Bosa brothers they're just clinics to watch. So that's a lot of fun for me as a defensive lineman. And that's the thing. They got Khalil Mack. If Khalil Mack is 80% of what Khalil Mack used to be, to pair that with Bosa, you almost have no shot of getting that ball off on a 7-step drop. Your quarterback will get hit.
It's football season.
Yes, it is.
It's football. We're talking real football. It's
yes,
not
we
just
are.
Off-season football.
No, we're
now,
here.
It's not real football. We'll talk about this later in the show. They got the foam helmets on now.
I don't mind that. It looks weird.
It looks weird.
Yeah, I don't mind it, though.
It's still kind of like everyone's like bubble wrapped.
They say it's the Matt Stafford rule.
Is it? Yeah.
That last year when he brought his hand down and he bounced it off somebody's helmet, and then they brought out these things on to wear for linemen's helmets, what you're seeing now, and now everybody does it. It's smart. I wish we would have done it back in the day.
Huh.
You have no idea how many seasons have been lost because a quarterback bangs his thumb off your helmet in the practice.
So you thought it was because of the Matt Stafford rule and not because of concussions?
I mean,
or CTE or any really, of that other
I mean,
stuff?
I got a rundown on this.
If you don't know what you're talking about, there's a
big foam thing.
Hold on, let me see what it's called. It's called something funny too. It's the Guardian cap.
Yeah. It like reduces concussions by like 10%, 20% or whatever.
20%.
Yeah, if both guys are wearing it, 20%.
Every team is required to wear them in the preseason.
Yeah. If it helps 20%, then why not do it? I know it looks silly, but why not?
It's basically since we're on radio, I have to paint the picture.
Yeah.
It essentially looks like a helmet with a styrofoam on top of it.
Do you have a picture of it?
It looks like the.
You can tweet it out.
It looks like the inside of the helmet. Have you ever seen what a helmet looks
like? That's right. It looks like the inside.
Like the inside of the helmet has been placed on the outside, so it makes your head looks twice.
Soft shell padded covering. I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I have two friends that went from the Rams into that business.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been doing this with flag football for a while. So yeah, it's smart. It really is. If it helps. It's like it's like headgear in boxing.
Yeah.
It's not going to keep you from getting knocked out if you get hit right, but it'll save you, you know, some head trauma from a collision sport, violent sport like football, but it does look strange.
Yeah.
And I did know this. When I was a player's rep, we asked every rep in the room if we could make the safest helmet in the world that would prevent concussions 100% of the time, but it made you look funny, would you wear it? And they all said no.
They would not wear it.
They would not wear it. If it made my head look funny, no, I won't wear
it. That's like shooting the free throw underhanded.
Correct.
The Rick Barry way.
It's the exact same thing. If it makes me look funny, I won't. It's stupid, right?
Wow.
It's stupid, right? Yeah. Wow. But yeah, if it makes me look funny, no. I'll take the weaker helmet if it makes me look good.
Dang.
I know, strange.
What if it's like painted all cool?
Which one?
When it's white and it looks like styrofoam,
it
looks kind of stupid. But when you paint it like Raider colors, if you paint it Ram colors,
if it makes my head look bigger than my shoulders,
it will.
Then no,
it does
absolutely not. No,
it looks like you might fall over.
Then give me my old school helmet back. I'll be just fine. Yeah.
DeMarco Farr, Momo in for Sedano and Cap. When we come back, I got to tell you a little story about something that happened to me after midnight last night.
Do I want to know?
Oh. It was creepy.
You had the
and
cookie.
Funny.
You had the cookie.
Yeah.
Is it dairy?
Uh-oh.
Oh no!
I'll tell you when we come back. Momo and DeMarco in for Sedano and Cap, ESPN LA.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, that's the right song for this. We got breaking news. Breaking news, courtesy of Page Six. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson have officially called it quits.
No!
Are you really upset about that?
I am.
Are you just kind of like...
I was hoping they'd go the distance, at least
really?
5 years.
Yeah.
What? Was that you?
No.
Was that you?
No, it's a
song. Pshawing? Poo-pooing him? Were you poo-pooing her or him?
They were together for 9 months.
9 months?
Yeah,
that's
pretty good.
That's a record, right?
For her, that's pretty good.
She didn't get married.
Look, Kanye, and simultaneously, we have the other side of this Kim Kardashian equation. Kanye's divorce from Kim Kardashian continues to drag on. Kanye has officially lost his fifth divorce lawyer, according to TMZ.
Dang, he's dragging this thing out. He is dragging this thing out. So they are not officially divorced. I didn't know
no.
that. So there's a chance they could.
I mean, yeah. How much is it? Like, how bad do you have to be as a client for your fifth divorce lawyer to quit? Like, it's not Kanye getting rid of the divorce lawyer. It's the lawyer quitting Kanye.
Yeah. Well, if you keep calling, asking for info, and it never shows up, you know?
no oxygenless dude.
Kanye? Mm.
Me too. I'm there with that.
He's a genius. Come on now.
No.
He's a genius.
No.
His music is tight.
It
his
was.
Beats
tight.
Are fantastic.
It was.
Look, I'm still on that journey with Kanye. I am.
I know you are.
And he drives me nuts. The man drives me completely crazy, but I'm still on the
look,
journey.
Look, I can separate the art, right? Like,
yeah.
But then there's the, you can only separate so much.
Who else is doing it like Kanye, though?
I mean,
exactly.
Again, no one.
You got to give
him
props.
I got called
props.
The boomer yesterday, so you
I
know.
I know. Yeah. You kind of were.
Who are the new rappers you like? Anybody?
Dude, not even new. It's like J. Cole and Kendrick, and they're not new.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know okay. I mean? All right.
I mean, I'm way old. Like,
yeah, yeah.
If you ask me, I'd be like, LL Cool J?
Oh, man.
Well, I remember like 2 years ago.
What's his name? Is it Steve Weish? Steve Weish.
Yeah, what about him?
He said he hated a LL Cool
what?
J song.
What?
Not going back to Cali. I'm that type of guy.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a hated song.
No.
I love
hates
that song.
LL Cool J. Come on now.
Thank you. Okay.
I mean,
I
that was one
checked.
Of the best videos on MTV ever.
Which one?
Mom Said Knock You Out.
Yeah,
that one. The one where he's at the mic and he's
absolutely.
Like shadow boxing in the mic. That's an awesome
That's
video.
A guy that transitioned from rapping to acting.
Yeah.
You
he's
almost forget he
always.
Rapped. Did you say he's hot? No. I thought you said hot. Oh, never mind. You did
you
say
You know what
that.
The thing is with LL Cool J, though?
I mean, he's gorgeous.
He is.
He
is.
Lied
on,
right
girl.
To my face.
The
though.
Ladies love Cool James. That's literally what LL Cool J stands
he
for.
He lied right to
did
my
you
face.
Did you know that?
Yes, I know. He lied right to my face.
What did he say?
He told me Rollerball was going to be good.
Aww.
He told me Rollerball was going to be outstanding.
The only thing not cool about LL Cool J.
What?
Uh-oh. He always had chunks of deodorant in his armpits.
Did he really?
Yes.
He had a lot of hair.
But like, you don't have to have chunks.
I mean, he's learning. He's
it's
a
called
young man.
Spray on, man.
He was a young man.
Like,
we're
it's
all
a
learning.
Thing. Like, every time you see him, he holds it. You're, hey.
We're learning. Come on, now. How old was he when he, like, he was 18?
Was he really?
He was 18. He was very young. He was very, very young. Jam Master Jay took him under his wing, so.
Oh, he knows the real story.
He was learning, absolutely. Yeah.
Since we're talking so much sports right now, I'm going to tell you my story.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's about 12:15 at night, and I'm waiting for the, I go to sleep between 12 and 1 every night these days. I wait for the baby to wake up, okay, for that last feed, or I pump, one or the other. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's about 12:15. It's about 12:15. Baby's still sleeping, and I said my phone rings, and my phone's on. Like, cause you know I'm just like I haven't
At
turned it off.
12:15, your phone rang.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
My phone rings.
Yeah.
And it's this. It shows up as an automatic number. It's not somebody who's in my phone, but it showed up as like their name showed up as somebody. I'm not gonna say their name because they probably feel bad about it. It was a producer from Outside the Lines.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, ooh, why is he calling
That's
me at 12 o'clock at night?
That's not a time zone issue,
yeah. Yeah, why is he calling me at 12 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I might as well answer. I mean, maybe some big story just happened and I just didn't know about it. And they're somebody died, somebody got traded. Like, I don't know. I'm checking Twitter to see if something happened. And
before
I
answer the phone.
Before I, you know, like as I'm answering, like what happened, right?
Right.
And I answer the phone and I'm like, hello, hello? All I hear is snoring. Snoring super loud at night. Like, it was a definite butt dial. Definite.
Yeah.
Like, probably rolled over in bed.
Oh, that's bad.
Somehow called me. I don't know. But we're not close enough to where, like, I'm going to expect a text in the morning saying, oh, sorry about that call.
Right.
Butt dial. Like, you know when somebody butt dials you?
I do it.
What?
You like, apologize or
yeah.
butt dial?
Yeah, usually you go,
yeah,
oh, sorry, butt dial.
My bad, yeah.
Because usually somebody will send a text, like when you answer
yeah,
it,
my
it's
bad.
Clearly a butt dial. You say, hey, you do need something? What's up? You know, like you'll send a text saying, what's up? And then whoever it is will write back and say, oh, sorry, butt dial, my bad.
Yeah, you're touching a very touchy subject with me right now. This is very personal. Oh, yeah, I have a daughter, 21, yeah.
And what happened?
She didn't know the phone was on. Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting scared now.
And you know, they're different when they're around dad.
Uh-huh.
And when dad's not around, you know, they
So she butt dialed you in the middle of something.
Right. Yeah.
And you heard some things you can't unhear.
Dude, I was almost in the car driving the Corvallis.
I bet.
I'm serious. Yeah, I was hot. I was furious. Furious. Yeah. Furious.
Laura? Wait, I'm like helping Lindsay because she's having connection issues.
Yeah, you heard me right.
But I was like, I caught the end of that, and I'm like, wait, what?
My only coaching point for that to my daughter was don't have your phone on the bed when you're sleeping.
Oh, and I would die.
Yeah, phones do not belong in the bed.
Die.
That's all. Yeah.
Wow. Like in my line of work, I will tell a story. I've had an executive call me thinking they were calling another executive.
Ooh.
And I heard some things.
Wow.
About potential trade, what they were thinking about a trade. It was definitely on accident. They would not have wanted to tell me that. Because you can always tell when it's a pocket dial or a butt dial. When you answer and you're like, hello, and they don't say hello. It's just a.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just talking.
You hear something.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I've had an agent do that to me. Powerful agent.
See, that would be a good
one. And this
to get
agent was like showing someone around. There was nothing good happening on that call.
Oh.
But it was like he was just showing someone around the office. It wasn't like an important, like I wasn't hearing anything secretive.
Yeah.
But the one I heard about the NBA executive, definitely some interesting stuff.
That's a good way to get some info out that you don't want to, you know.
Yeah, but then I felt like
on.
I shouldn't have heard that.
But you did.
But I did.
And they have to call you to confirm.
Well, yeah. But then, right. So then I sent them a text and saying, don't think you meant to call me for that.
Nice.
Because I was trying to be honest.
You know, that's fair. If
they checked their call log and saw that I heard 30 seconds of a call.
But if you clearly know it's a butt dial and you hear some stuff.
Oh, it's clearly a butt dial.
Aren't you supposed to hang up
out of respect? Yeah, you're supposed to, yeah.
Okay.
But people don't.
You don't.
I did because it was an executive I have a very good relationship with.
Okay.
And out of respect. But if it was somebody I didn't know very well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the producer who called me last night. I don't know him very well at all. Like,
wow.
I had to like Google and be like, oh, Outside the Lines, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I kind of knew him, but like, there's no.
Oh, no doubt. I had I was going to say a girlfriend. I had a friend that I butt dialed and I didn't realize it for like 35, 37 minutes. And I picked up and this phone has been on for 37 minutes. And I said hello and she said hello back. Have you been sitting here listening to me for 37 minutes?
Oh, man.
37 minutes. You should hang up.
Dang.
That's rude.
What's the etiquette on that? I think you have to hang up.
You should hang up. If you clearly
Are
know
you
it's
mad at them then?
Big time.
Yeah.
It damaged our friendship.
I bet they're... Okay, I'll actually take calls on this. Funch, can you answer calls on this?
I damaged
you not listening?
Seriously. 37 minutes of my life. It was a mistake.
Laura can take calls?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you guys.
All right. All right, 877-710-ESPN. What's the etiquette on the butt dial? Somebody calls you and you can tell it's definitely a butt dial.
Hang up. That's where I'm from. Hang
you
up.
You ever hear something you're not supposed to hear? Yep.
Are you hearing something you're not supposed to hear?
Hang up.
Thank you. 37 minutes.
What if you hear
Laura?
Something like you heard with your daughter?
But that's different. That's my daughter. Mm. Yeah. I'm still mad. I thought you heard something or knew something. I'm like, why did you bring that up? Yeah, that's not cool.
Mm.
Yeah. You wait. How old are your kids?
Oh, 3 and a half.
Okay,
and
you
six,
just
eight
you
weeks.
Just wait. You're traveling down the same road.
I know. I got you. Okay.
You borrow this bat.
So, DeMarco, you don't totally know this about me because I've been very early for all of our shows, but I tend to cut things a little close sometimes.
Yeah.
A little close, like you know, I'm running in 3 minutes before the show sometimes.
Yeah.
But I've been on my best behavior lately because I'm a mom now and I have to be a little more responsible.
Okay.
Okay. when we come back, one of the best stories I've heard about somebody making an excuse for why they were late to try to get out of it. DeMarco and Momo in for Sedano and Cap, ESPN 710.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Sticky from Drake. Good call, Laura. We're talking about sticky situations.
Exactly.
Weird butt dials after midnight.
Weird butt dials.
I've got one. We're just emptying the clip tonight, right? We're just saying. Hey, I got a FaceTime butt dial from an NBA player at about 4 a.m. once.
FaceTime. FaceTime butt dial.
FaceTime butt dial. It was 4 a.m.
What did you see?
It was dark. It was definitely dark, but that player was not asleep.
Really?
I hung up.
I did answer it.
I said, hello, hey, what's up? Because I did know this player.
Yeah, yeah. And?
He played on one of our local teams.
Did he say, like, oh, I'm sorry?
No, he was definitely not calling me. He was definitely not calling me. It was definitely a butt dial.
Oh, okay. Ooh, some part of his body dial.
Some part.
Some part of his body
dial. But it was
dial.
FaceTime. That's why I was like, oh, I'm afraid to answer this.
Wow. Did he apologize?
No, he didn't even acknowledge it. We just, like, didn't acknowledge it.
Ever?
Ever.
Even
no
when
way.
You saw him again, you didn't like, you know, you had that little thing?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I answered and was clear he was not trying to call me, and I just hung up right away before I saw something I couldn't unsee.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah. See? That's smart. That's what I mean. You hung up.
Yeah.
Respectful. Respectful.
I almost didn't answer because I was like, this is probably not good.
Like, if a random player called you, like, FaceTimed you out of the blue?
I would answer.
You would answer. Depending on what time it is.
During the day.
Like 2 a.m.
4 in the morning, clearly not meant to be a call to me.
Yeah. Or it might have meant to be a call to you.
You never know, though, because like maybe somebody's overseas and they don't realize what time it is. It was like, it was an off-season call.
This is true. Okay.
You know, they could be over in Europe and...
What are you humming about?
No, like, that's nice of her to think that way, because I would have just been like, you crazy fool, what you doing?
That's exactly what I heard out of that hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, you said we had somebody calling in.
Yeah, we have Joe
I can't see that. Joe, what's up? How are you on the ESPN?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fans. So this is what I have to say about that. I think if you got butt dialed, it's on you to hang up or listen. Because it's happened to me quite a bit. And if it's interesting, hey, I might listen for a little bit. But I would do what Ramona did. I would text them back or call them back and say, hey, you know you just called me, right? So
yeah.
I just think, hey, they made the mistake. If it's interesting, and especially in Ramona's case where that's your job and that executive called you, hey, you're doing a due diligence. And then you let them know, hey, you realize you just called me. Or, hey, you know, I think you didn't mean to call me.
What?
So I think that's what I would do. And I have done that. I have listened. And I'm like, oh, it's not cool. Okay,
what
I'm here.
What constitutes interesting?
I mean, the problem is the more interesting it gets, the more you want to keep listening. And
the
then
more
the
you should hang up.
The more you should hang up, but you can't, right? It kind of depends on how close you are in that relationship.
If I hear yelling and screaming, I'll hang in there.
Like, if it's, like, my really good friend.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, when I go for a walk at night. I have pocket dialed my really good friend. And while I was talking to somebody else, I have two phones, okay?
Right.
So I was talking to somebody else on the other phone. I was out for a walk. She could tell I was having, like, a really intense conversation with my other friend.
Yeah.
Like, not intense, but just, like, you know, gossiping or whatever. And she was like, yeah, you called me last night on your walk. I was like, I did? And she's like, you must have been in, it was clear, like, your phone was in your pocket or something. I heard you talking about da-da-da. She's like, you got to be careful on that walk because sometimes your phone's in your pocket. And I was like, how much did you hear? She's like, enough to know I shouldn't be listening.
Nice.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
So she told me, but she definitely heard a little bit.
She heard something. Okay. That's cool. You ever got those people?
Yeah, no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Look, the main thing is, look, the person that butt dialed you is the one that made the mistake. So it's not really on the person that's receiving the call to hang up. It's on them. You know, like, hey, if you want to listen, hey, I'm
that's right.
I mean, yeah, you did the right thing.
But clearly you're eavesdropping then.
But if it's somebody you're not friends with.
It's a mistake call.
What if it's somebody you're not really that close with, but like what they're saying is super juicy?
Immediately hang up then.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to hear your business. You know, you ever had somebody like that they fake butt dial you just to get you to call them back? You know, like, oh, I butt dialed. My fault. Like, what did you want anyway? Just call me if you want to talk. Yeah.
Who do you have? For some reason, I can't get the chats yet. But
I'll fix that.
Okay,
for you.
Fix it.
I have Jonathan from Rancho Cucamonga.
Yeah, Laura, you just fill it. Just do it.
Hey,
you're on Hero 7. How's
good.
It going, man?
What up?
Hey, yeah, so I got a rule. You get 5 hellos and I'm hanging up.
Amen.
That's a good rule.
Yes. There you go.
I don't want to know anyone's business. I don't want to be involved. I don't want to hear nothing I'm not supposed to. You get 5 hellos and I'm hanging up.
See? I like him. That's what I'm talking about. I got my own business. I don't need yours.
Because the butt dial is kind of the modern version of somebody leaving their email open.
Really?
Like, I used to do that. I used to leave my Twitter open or my email open. And you leave it open, and then people are going to read it sometimes. Like, they should log you out.
Really?
If they're a responsible person, they would log you out.
I would do that. Yeah. Have you ever read somebody's email?
I'm not going to lie.
I mean, really, you have?
Yeah, but it was. I mean, it was open.
It's clearly not your business.
It's clearly not mine.
Wow.
I did. Let me make sure all my stuff in here is closed. Down, but like you know, you.
Let me make sure everything in this room is closed. Yes, absolutely. Now I know. Now I know. Thank you,
Mason. And I'd leave my Twitter open, and they would tweet from my account.
They would tweet
all bad.
So really?
Bad. I don't see. Okay, here's the thing. So I used to work at a different station, right?
Yeah.
And we would notoriously, people would do that on purpose to see who would do it and what would they say.
Yeah.
Right? So it was kind of like a trap to see, because you knew
it's
who
like
was
bait car.
Yeah, because you knew who would come after
that's how
you.
That's how people figure out who the leaker is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
pass out some bad information and see what comes out.
Yeah, absolutely. See where it shakes out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that old bait car stuff. Yeah.
Hey, Laura, you have that sound from the radio show about the offensive lineman?
I do, the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So Bill Belichick runs a notoriously tight ship. Right?
Oh, yes.
You were 5 minutes late. If you're not 15 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late.
You ever
right?
called the Patriots?
No.
Call the Patriots one time, use your credentials,
okay.
and ask to talk to Bill Belichick and see how far you get.
What do they say?
You won't get close.
Well, I wouldn't expect that I would.
You won't get close.
Yeah. Okay. I wouldn't expect that I would. Okay. So the Patriots offensive lineman, Rich Ohrenberger, says he once crashed his car on purpose to avoid a scolding from Bill Belichick. He was out driving around. He overslept and knew he was gonna
wow.
be late. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's hear.
I am frantic. I don't even bother looking at the clock. I know I'm late. I just know I'm late. So I grab everything I need to. I mean, I'm completely unkempt. I throw myself in the car in the garage, back out as fast as I can, and I get to the road. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what do? And I have this sinking feeling in my stomach, like I'm going to get cut. What do I do? And I see a church van in front of me that's all dinged up, and it's got, you know, the black smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe. And I'm just like, I'm going to hit this car. I'm
so
hit
he
my
actually
car because it's better to whatever pay the insurance or like peel off this guy a couple $100 than embarrass myself being late for this Patriots team meeting. So I rear end this church man.
Oh my God!
And I didn't hit him hard. I like cruised into him enough that it dented my bumper, so I had proof. So I had visual evidence that I actually got into a car accident. And I walk in, I talk to Bill's assistant, this guy named Bears. He was just like, well, he's like, it is what it is. He was like, are you okay? I said, yeah, I'm good. And he's like, okay. In fact, I found out later on that actually somebody went into the parking lot to look at my car. To
oh,
see
wow.
if there was damage, to like prove that there was actually damage on my car.
Wow. Belichick, my man. Yes, sir.
That's actually not a bad idea. Although I wouldn't hit another car.
Yeah.
You just better bump into a pole or something.
Have you guys ever been in that environment to where one man
scared you that
controls
much.
Your life so much to whether you'd rather
you
wreck
ever,
a car?
You have a coach like that?
Yeah, almost every single one of them. Yeah, I know where he's coming from. Absolutely. You better come up with something. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy that's late, especially if you're on the bubble. Mm. Oh, you'll be gone. Absolutely. You better come up with something good. Yeah.
Who, somebody's calling. Who you got, Laura?
So Joey from Compton.
All right.
It has a good one.
All right,
has
go
a good
ahead.
One about the button.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right, go. All right, Joey.
Hey, what up, guys? So I actually caught my homeboy's girl cheating on him because she fucked out with me.
Oh.
And I know she was like talking about going down to San Pedro, down the protocols with this dude. I don't know, this guy was, you know, at his Sunday soccer match for sure, because, you know, we were going to meet up and play. And yeah, so I get into the soccer match and he's there, you know, and she's over here talking to this guy, talking about they're going to have a good time, they're going to catch a movie after. So then, you know, I hit her up about it. I was like, hey, so you went to protocols this weekend? And she's like, what? Like, yeah, you called me on accident, so you got to tell my homeboy what's going on. And I gave her 1 week to let him, you know, to run it down to him.
Wow.
And she never told him, so I had to tell my boy, you know, because I would want somebody to tell me if something like that happened.
Wait a minute. Why'd you give her a week? That's your boy, right?
Thank you. That's too long.
Why'd you give her a week? That's immediate, homie.
No, I wanted her. I told her. I was like, man, you got to break it down to him, because I don't want to, you know, be caught up in the middle. So I told her, hey, let him know
what's
going
on,
and if you don't do it, you know, like, come on. Like, I don't want to seem like, oh, I'm breaking you guys up or whatever reason. No.
Not 7 days. I'll give you 7 minutes.
Oh, you went shorter than
Absolutely.
I did. I said 1 hour.
Absolutely. You better call that right now. I can't hold that.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
that's
Joey,
horrible.
That was crazy. Thanks, so.
Yeah,
thanks
what if the homie going. Found
thanks,
out that I knew and held it
that's
for
true.
A week?
That's true.
Yeah, now I got to fight him.
I had
you know what I mean?
I had a situation. You know?
A situation?
It wasn't even a situation. It was a situation.
I get it. Yep.
That one of my girls knew some very important piece of information.
Yep.
And I was mad at her. I was like, you've known for a week and a half, and you didn't think that was for me to know?
Yeah.
And that really, like, messed up our relationship, because I'm like, dude, I was like, that, for me, you're like a sister. So for you to not tell me?
Kind of depends on what was that information about. Was it, like, somebody cheating on you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So that's important.
Yeah.
Okay. ASAP. Yes, sir.
We had one once where I knew a husband and wife were going to break up because I knew the husband was unfaithful.
Yeah.
But like, we were definitely more friends with the husband. So it was like obvious that we should not intervene.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I felt bad about it because I'm like I'm the woman.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should know that your man is out around. Right? Like, isn't that bad? Like, you're still, you know, you guys still have that relationship, right?
Yeah.
And so I feel like I should tell her, but like, we're not that close.
Right.
Like, we're on the husband's side. That's how we came into the friendship. We're the husband's friends. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man. You know?
I don't know if this is going to end at some point.
Oh, see, you got to check him then. Yeah, you can't be doing that. It puts you in a bad situation.
It does.
Yeah, you got to check him.
All right.
If you don't tell her, you got to check him.
Is Lindsay back?
Lindsay is...
We'll have her call in. Momo and DeMarco in for Sedano and Cap. Top of the hour, what you need to know. ESPN LA.